KSRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Miami is hosting the third GOP presidential debate tonight. RNC Chairwoman Ronna McDaniel says the primary debate comes at a critical time in the election cycle.
I think this is going to be one of the most pivotal debates. We are really excited, but this is a moment that we have to meet as a party.
Tonight's debate from Miami can be seen on NBC or heard on the Salem Radio Network. The owners of Facebook and Instagram say they'll be putting labels on political ads created using artificial intelligence.
The new policy goes into effect January 1st and will apply worldwide. The California-based company's policy is intended to help voters know when they see a political ad that contains altered images, video, or audio. New AI programs have made it easier than ever to generate lifelike voices and images that, in the wrong hands, could mislead voters.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Social media platforms have been criticized for not doing more to address a number of risks. Questions about the handling of election ballots, alleged ballot stuffing in Bridgeport, Connecticut, is now fueling skepticism about the security of U.S. elections. More on that from correspondent Donna Warder.
A judge on Wednesday ordered a new primary in Bridgeport because of what he called mishandling of absentee ballots. Gary Rose of Sacred Heart University in Fairfield, Connecticut, says there's surveillance video that's very telling.
The videos show an individual who is a high-ranking member of the Democratic City Committee and also who works for the city of Bridgeport, apparently stuffing ballots into the drop boxes.
In the September 12th primary, Mayor Joe Ganim defeated challenger John Gomes by 251 votes. I'm Donna Water.
And this is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia.
Photographer Bob Updegrove does not have to work on gay weddings in violation of his Christian faith. So says a settlement between the Virginia photographer and the state in a legal battle over non-discrimination laws. Alliance Defending Freedom represented Updegrove and released a statement saying, quote, free speech is for everyone. As the Supreme Court recently affirmed, the government can't force Americans to say things they don't believe. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
An athletic competition exclusively for homosexuals, the Gay Games, underway in Hong Kong now. That despite opposition from city lawmakers there. Conservative councilmen are warning Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee to beware of what they call bad ideologies and acts of soft resistance. They argue that the Gay Games advocate for legalizing same-sex marriage. That's a move which would violate a national security law China has imposed on the former British colony. This is SRN News. A new poll finds Americans divided on the Israel-Hamas war.
A survey asked U.S. respondents about Israel's counterattack to the Hamas assault on October 7th. 38% say it's been appropriate, 18% say it has not gone far enough, while 40% say Israel has gone too far. That's according to a poll conducted in early November by the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. More Americans, 44%, now describe Israel as an ally that shares U.S. interests and values compared to 32% in August. Only about 36% say it is very or extremely important to provide aid to Israel's military. I'm Jennifer King.
GM's Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit is recalling all 950 of its cars to update the software. That's after one of them dragged a pedestrian to the side of a San Francisco street in early October. The October 2nd crash prompted Cruise to suspend driverless operations around the country. More on these stories at srnnews.com.